Gittin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. If the last Mishnah to say over the Takon of Prusbul, the Sugis are the main Sugis in Shas, the Gabe Shmita and Shmita's Ksofim, over here now we're going to go into Inyonim, the Exerius that are Shaykh Tavodim, and here the Sugis Ashas puts in a lot of the Dinim of Avdus. We don't have a Mesechta on the Inyon of Evikneini and Evidivri. Over here, a lot of the Inyonim over here in these Sugis. So let's see. Eved Shenishba Uptou. We're talking over here about Eved Kanani, his own Bayid, his property. He has a din that is Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs Ke'isha. An Eved, that's a Yid, is Koina. He could own him and own him not as a Eved Kanani with the din of Kedusha of being similar to a Ger. Or with Mila and Tvila, he could be Machnasim Tachas Kan Feyashchino, and then it's a certain type of Geris as an Eved. He can become a full Yid Al Yideh Get Shichru, which is what we learned about Halachas in the first few Prokim. But Devil, he's an Eved Knaini. Shenishba, he was captured in battle, whatever it was. Upto'u, other Yisraelim were paid to him. Im the Shum Eved, if they were paid to him, then they should be. They should have him as an Eved. That means like this. He's owned by a Yid, and he was captured by pirates, and then he was put up for auction, and it was put up by auction in another port, and there was a Yid there, and he was looking, the pirates are auctioning off, okay, whatever, because second hand, it got to him. He could have bought jewelry there, he could have bought a car maybe, like today, stolen property. So let's say he decides to buy the Eved. And he knows that this Eved is an Eved that was an Eved that has a din of an Eved Knani Li Yisrael. If he bought him the Shum Avdus Yishtabed, he was paid him. That means the original Yisrael is Miyayish. With that, he loses his Kinyan moment, like any Aveda that he was Miyayish on. It's Biyad HaGoy. Now let's understand. There's two dinim inherent in the nature of an Eved Knani. One is his Odoin owns him, the Gabi Kinyan moment. He owns him, Lagabi, making him work. Lagabi, that his offspring that he has with the Shivcha belong to the Odin. That's one. Second of all, there's a din Isser, Chalois Isser, when the Odin is Machnes him, the Shum Gerus of an Eved, so he becomes a Kinyan Isser to the Odin. The only one who could turn him into a Yid by giving him a Get Shichur is his Odin. The Kinyan Isser, even though it's not a Kinyan moment, it's a Kinyan Isser, on that also the Odin is the Odin. Now the Goy, the pirates, when they capture this Eved, don't take over the Kinyan Isser, because that's a quasi-din of an Eved who has Kedushas Yisrael. That's not Shaykh to a Goy. So that stays intact. That could stay, even though he was Miyayish on the Kinyan moment, the original Adoin, the Kinyan Isser stays. So Melo, when the Yid is buying, the second Yid is buying the Eved from the pirates, what he's really buying is only the Kinyan Lamaisa Yodav, the Kinyan for work, the Kinyan moment. What's interesting is that Lamaisa, the second Odoin, is never going to be able to be Meshachrim. The only one who has a Kinyan is the original Odoin. If you bought from the pirates, and the pirates themselves don't even remember the names of who they captured the Eved from, you can never trace the Eved back. You know that he's an Eved to a Yid. You can see he's Gemalt. You know that he knows his way around mitzvahs. He knows his way around the Yiddish kitchen. So you can be koyin him l'maisi yod, you won't be able to be mishachim, you'll have to be an Eved loyal. In l'shum ben choyrin, however, if the fellow who bought from the pirates bought him l'shum ben choyrin, lo yishtabid, then he has to be yotzal l'cherus. What's the pshat? Since he bought the Eved l'shum ben choyrin, he was never koyin the maisi yod of another Abba. It's as if he paid money for the Eved to go out to freedom, and the Eved's koyin himself, at least as far as the maisi yodayim, the work Shaboy, the Kinyan moment Shaboy is concerned, it's as if you gave him the money and he was paid there. Now the reason why he doesn't go back to the first Odoin is, first of all, because you were kind. Second of all, the Gemara says that there's a Gzeira that if being paid to the Eved means he's going to go back to the first Odoin, then nobody's going to feel bad and be paid to him because he's just going back to somebody else's work. So they had to make a takona in order to encourage a Yid to be poida and Eved from a pirate. Remember, he has to keep mitzvahs, keishas. So you have somebody who's mechuyev mitzvahs, he has kedushas, mikzas, Yisrael. It's a tragedy. He belongs to pirates and you sell him to goyim.
So the halacha is, in order to encourage, so at least we have him go free. This way somebody will have pity on him and be and buy him, at least for the Kenyan Isser to be able to take effect and for him to be able to live like a Yid.
Rabban Shimon Amri Aloy Ben Kachu Ben Kach Yishtabed. The Gemara explains that Rabban Shimon Gamliel is masking to the lambdas of what we just said. However, if the halacha is that when you're buying him, when the second Yid is buying from the pirates, he has Rachmanas Nebuch, he's tied up and he's owned by the pirates, and he, Haloi, he's an Ebbe, he's Mukhiv Mitzvah, he's paid to him. The halacha is that he's not going to have to work. Then what's going to happen is Avodim are going to give themselves over to pirates because they know that somebody's going to have a Yiddish Haaretz. Yidden are going to put together Pidyon Shvuyim Geld and they're going to ransom him from the pirates. And Lamaisi, they're going to do it L'shem just to free him. And because of that, he's going to go free and now he's his own master. He doesn't care that he's an Evid. At least he owns himself. He could work a day and he could keep the money. So Mamela, we don't want him setting up that situation. Therefore, you stop it. So it's a takon. Evet shasoi rabbi apoitiki lachem v'shichroi. Let's introduce the musik of apoitiki. Apoitehe koi, the Gemara says. Poi, here it is. That means that a person has, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Bimkoim, just to say that he has a general shibud against all of Shimon's nechosim, if he's miyasen apoitiki, which means Shimon shtals avek, this field, that house, this car, as the Mokum Gvir, the Mokum Gvainu, where the Malva will be able to collect. It's a stronger type of Shibud. And this is the Musik of Apoitiki you find in Shas. It's not just a general Shibud, there's something strong. It's like a form of Kenyan, even though he doesn't own it yet, because the Malva didn't take it yet. He might get paid back in money. He could always be Moichel Lechoiv, but Apoitiki means that he has a strong Kesher to that specific thing. He has a Kech Gvir in that thing. If a Odoin makes, borrows money, and Odin's falling on hard times, and he borrows money from somebody, and Asoy Rabbi Apoitiki Lacherim, the Shichroi, and the Odoin is Meshacher him. Shura Sadin, what should be, is Eino Evet Chayiv Klum, that the Evet should not have to owe anything. Now, the Odoin did a tremendous misdeed to the Malva. Somebody lent you money. And it was Avekeshtal that he's going to collect from this Evid, and you went to your Meshach David. So first of all, how could you free him from the Shibud? And on that, the Gemara says that Hegdish, Chometz, V'shichru, these are three processes that change the Issev Ehet status of something, and Dine Momnes are affected. Hegdish, somebody's Magdish something, even if it's Meshubit to somebody else, the Shibud is Tofel to the chalois of the Hegdish, which creates that now the field or the house or whatever it is that it was Magdish, now it's chalon edin Kedusha, the belonging to Kedusha is mafkia, the schus, the rights of Guvaina that the civilian has. Hegdish mafkia de shibud. Chomitz is the din iser, hano of chomitz is also mafkia shibud. Shichrur, a maise shichrur, which changes an eved, somebody who's a miktsas Yehudi, changes him into a full Yid. The chalois of the shichur that's chal on the Eved is mafkia from the shame Eved. And even though he was an Eved with a shibud on him, he has a strong shibud. And apoitki, the halacha is shura sadin eino Eved chayiv klum. He becomes a Yid, and that's that. It could very well be that the malva could be teveh the loiva for being mazik shibudai. That's a shayla. Is it dina degami? Is it a groma? However, Kemlon Chazal, Neitikin Oilam, we don't want such a situation happening. Neitikin Oilam, Koifin is Rabbi Va'isa Oise Ben Chayun. Betsimi doesn't need a Shtar Shechru. The original Odoin was Meshachru him, and he did a disservice to the one who he owes money to, but over here, with Koifin the Malva, who was taken advantage of, to write him a Shtar Shechru, because you're afraid, since Lamaise he had a shame of an Apoitiki, so Mele, he'll be able to chap this Evid, and he'll be able to enslave him, because people know that he's an Evid to Yena, and he was an Apoitiki, and they don't know about the Shichur. So therefore, we force the Malva, Takonon, we force the Malva to write him a Shichur, v'koisiv shtar al domov, we make the Evid write a shtar choiv al domov. The Evid's going to have to work off his value to the other. That means the Evid goes free, but you force the Evid to write a shtar choiv and to work off debt. even though that shouldn't be the din, because you want it to be that there shouldn't be any kilkul, any laz on his lineage. Now he's a Yid, right? If he marries a Yiddish woman, the children are Yehudim Ksherim. You don't want that the Vlodoy should have a Shemetz of Psul. So what you want is to him to have a Shikhar in hand. Tumuras, that Shikhar that we're Mesakin is part of that, that he has to be Meshabin himself as a Baal Choyv to this second Odoin who could have grabbed him for the Choyv. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Eine Koisiv Ela Meshachar. The Eved doesn't have to write the Shtar Choyv. The Eved didn't do anything. Meshachar, the Loiv has to do it. The Loiv is the one who was Mazik, the Malva who has that Poitiki. The original Odoin did a tremendous disservice by freeing the Eved. Therefore, the halach is that he has to write the Baal Choyv. He has to become a Baal Choyv to the Odin because he freed himself of the original debt. And the Gemara points out that the Tanakhama holds that you can't be Mechayiv him, the original Odin, al Tzmazik, because it's only Garmi. Garmi means it's only his freeing of the Eved. Memela lost the Shibud for the Malvan. And that's really not a direct, you weren't mazik something of his, you were mazik something that he could have collected from and had. That's not considered a direct mazik. So it's a machlekes really in Hilchus mazik over here. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Hey, another halacha of Eved over here with the Takana. Misha chetziv Eved v'chetziv ben chayin. Somebody belonged to, an Eved belonged to two brothers or two shutvim. And one of them freed him, he becomes a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayin. What's his din? He has in him something assuring him from marrying a Yid and something from marrying an Eved. A Yid can't marry an Eved, half of him is Jewish. The half of him that's Eved can't marry a Jewish woman. But Lamaisa in Dine Momenis, he's half-half. So what's his status? Oyved is Rabbi Yemechad Vesatz Meyemechad. A little bit hard to hold a job that way, we'll have to figure it out. He's half owned by his order and he's half owned by himself. Divrei Beisil. Omer lehem beishamai tikantim es raboi ves atzmoi loy tikantim. That's nice for the one who has the half ownership that can work him half the time. Es atzmoi loy tikantim. He is mekulkul. Lisa shivcha yefsha, like we said, shekva chetzi ben choyin. He can't marry a shivcha. Half of him is a yid. Bas choyin yefsha shekva chetzi avid. You bottle. So he can't get married, yeah? The fundamental mitzvah of a person is that he could get married and establish a family and bring children into the world. The very first mitzvah in the Torah is Piri V'Rivya. It's interesting. There's a mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya. The Gemara in Yevama says there's another mitzvah of Loisayu B'ro, Loshevis Yatzara, to populate the world. This is even after somebody has a daughter and a son, which is the way we pass in Yaitse Peru Avu with a daughter and a son, to Mishnah Yevamas. Afilahochi, a person should endeavor to have a larger family. Yidden endeavor to have large families. Why? Because it's a tremendous rotzna boire that the world should be populated, especially populated by Erlach Yidden. So having a large family is definitely the highest level of rotzna boire. You're setting up this fellow, this poor fellow, for a lifetime of nothingness, a lifetime of not being Mekayim, Piri V'Rivya, can't be. Elam Tnei Tikkun Olam, you have to do something. Kofin is Rabbi, half Rabbi, that is. V'Oisa Oisa Mechorin, he's going to have to be Meshachrim. V'Kosev Shtal Chatzi Domov. And you're going to write against, over here, it's the Odoin. He's going to have to pay off half his debt of working it off to the Odoin. V'Chosev Yisil Lohiz Kediv V'Shamay. Yisil was masking, this is the right thing to do. There's a famous kasha that Tosfos says in three places in Shas. Over here, in Bava Basra, Psochem. Why don't we say that in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Pru Avu, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mecharen, he can marry a Yiddish woman. Because Yovei Yaseh the Piri V'Rivya, V'Yidche Lois Yaseh, of marrying a Shivcha. Tosfos says the kasha. The various terutzim, Tosfos in certain ways says all the svaros that are said. Tosfos doesn't fit exactly the way that Achrenim said the svar. One svar is that the iser of an eved that's a chatzi eved that's being born a bas yisrael is b'shas bir. The ki mitzvah peruvu is only later on. There's no asay dechaloseh b'chiyah gavna. Others bring a raya from the fact that the other terutzim and Tosfos don't hold this way. That no. The din of Piri V'Rivya, one is Mekayim, in the Bi'o B'chdei L'Kayim, the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya. It's Bavus Tereid, the Mechaz Chinuch, improve in the first mitzvah in the Torah has an arichus dvarim. Another teretz is that the pruvu is his mitzvah. Pruvu is only mitzvah on men, not on women. The aveira of a shivcha, Bas Yisrael, Marian Eva, is on her also. So you can't be doicha her love. If the other teretz in Taisus doesn't hold that way, that's because Taisus holds that nasei that's his, that's mechayiv him together with her, she's part of the asei doicha lasei. The raya to such a concept is mitzvah yibum. The Rishonim say mitzvah yibum is only on the yovam, not on the yivoma. Vafilo hochi yovay asei v'yidcha lasei. You have a mefush in yivomit. On this inyan. Now, being with Shachar and Eved is not just as simple as that. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah saseh, lo'ilum bahem tavoidu in Pashas Bahar, which means that ha'meshachar avdoi, he's over in a mitzvah saseh. The reason why he's allowed to do it l'shem mitzvah. The Gemara brings a few different mises where somebody had an Eved, and they freed the Eved in order to free him up for a tzentiv, for a minyan. So, l'shem mitzvah, one can be meshachar.